brothers and sisters in Christ, peace to you.
弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Jesus, I love you so much that I would die for you.
耶稣，我如此爱你，可以为你去死。
This was a line from a powerful 2-minute video clip I have watched years ago that I have never forgotten.
这是我从未忘记过我曾看过的一个短片里面的一句话。
There was this lady who was enthusiastically and passionately on fire for her love for God, coming from a recent camp.
这个女士，她从营会回来之后，内心充满热情而又充满热心的被主的爱火熊熊点燃。
That in her conversation with Jesus, she came to the point of telling him, Jesus, I love you so much that I would die for you.
她与主耶稣基督的对话里面，她的重点是说，主啊，我如此的爱你，可以为你去死。
Jesus, I love you so much that I would die for you.
耶稣，我如此的爱你，以致可以为你去死。
That scenario looks familiar. That line sounds familiar.
这个情节看上去很熟悉，这个声音听上去也很熟悉。
We may have been in that same situation before, and may even have said those words ourselves.
我们是否也曾经处于那样的处境当中，我们也说了那样的话。
But it was in Peter's conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ that we hear this kind of boasting.
然而我们听到彼得在他曾经与主的对话里面也有这样的夸耀。
We heard Peter say, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
主啊，我已经准备好要与你一同坐监。一同死。
Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.
主啊，为什么现在我不能跟着你去？为了你，我舍命也愿意。
Then what happens next, as we know, is history.
接下来发生了什么呢？正如我们所知，就是史实。
Just as Jesus accurately foretold, Peter denied Christ 3 times. Then the rooster crowed.
正如耶稣他准确的预言说，彼得，你鸡叫以前三次不认基督。
This might be like you and me recommitting our lives to the Lord just like last week, in this same chapel.
这可能就正像你和我再一次会向主发出委身的声音，就像在上一周同样的早会上面。
But then just after a few hours or days,We find ourselves falling and committing sins again.
但是接着仅仅几个小时之后，我们发现自己再次跌倒，又或犯罪。
In our hearts, in our thoughts, with our hands, with our lips.
在我们的心思、意念或言行举止上。
Brothers and sisters, with what boldness or boasting could we ever sit or stand here, thinking we're worthy to be blessed by God's word?
弟兄姊妹，是带着什么样的冒失或夸耀之后，是什么使我们依旧能够再次坐在这里，思想着我们值得被主的话祝福吗？
Or be blessed with anything at all.
亦或不配受的祝福了。
Only by the grace of God.
只有透过神的恩典。
Only by the grace of God that we are restored in Christ Jesus.
只有透过神使我们在耶稣基督里再得修复的恩典。
Let this be my proposition to you this morning, because Jesus is who he says he is.
因为耶稣就是他自己所说的那一位。
As followers of Christ, we continue to look unto him and his finished work on the cross.
作为基督的跟随者，我们继续的仰望他，以及仰望他在十字架上所成就的。
Shall we come before the Lord in prayer?
让我们低头来祷告吧。
Our gracious and heavenly Father, we are undeserving, but we are forgiven, all because of Jesus Christ. May we be found humbled, amazed, rebuked, spoken to, as we look unto Him, day in and day out. This we pray in Christ's most powerful name.
Amen.
Amen. True to Christ's words when He said in Luke chapter 22, verses 32, I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
在路加福音22:32，当耶稣说，我已为你祈求，叫你的信心不致失掉，你回头的时候要坚固你的弟兄，基督所说的是事实。
Peter denied Christ 3 times, and Christ ask the "Do you love me?" question three times as well.
彼得三次否认了基督，并在三次再次回答耶稣的问题里。
And here Peter was reinstated as an apostle, as a shepherd, as fisher, not anymore of men, and not anymore of fish, but of men.
他再次复职为使徒、牧者，不再是得鱼，乃是得人的渔夫。
But the Gospel of John didn't just end there. There was more to this epilogue.
但是约翰福音所记载的内容并未到此就结束，其后还有很多是在我们生活当中的。
One thing we appreciate in reading the Gospel of John is the apostle's frequent side notes to explain the meaning of what he's saying.
在约翰福音里，我很喜欢的是约翰对门徒他所行的行径的描述，来试图解释他自己的意图。他无需留空间给读者去猜测作者为何要这么说。
So he does not leave enough room for the readers to speculate why certain things were written.
就是无需留空间给作者来给读者来推测他为何这么说。
He doesn't do that. He explains it by saying what it signifies, what it means, and that's what's important.
他在经文里面所说的就是他想描述的，他所想讲的。
Here in verses 18 to 19, Peter was told he was going to die.And to die for the glory of God.
在之前的经文里面，十三章二十八节，耶稣曾经对彼得说：“实实在在的告诉你，在鸡叫以前，你会三次不认我。”
Jesus said to Peter earlier in John 13:28, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times."
耶稣对彼得说：“我实实在在的告诉你，鸡叫以前三次你会不认我。”
And this must have been resounding in Peter's ears when Jesus said again, this time, truly, truly, that he will die for the glory of God.
这些话必然在彼得的耳朵里面重现，当耶稣再次说，我实实在在地告诉你，你将会为神的荣耀而死。
And this time, not of Peter's own accord or will of boastfulness, but that of the will of God.
并在这时，这不是彼得他自愿的。或是他自己想要夸耀的想法，乃是主耶稣基督的旨意。
And just as truly, truly, it happened that Peter denied Christ, truly, truly, also it will happen. The manner, as Jesus foretold, the manner by which Peter will die.
就如彼得否认，曾经否认基督，是实实际际的发生了。耶稣他预言彼得死的方式也会实实际际的发生。
Was it old age? Paralyzed? No.But with stretched out arms, Peter had to die like his master, crucified, upon which church history would say he found it unworthy to die as his master, so he had himself crucified upside down.
他是年老而死，或是瘫痪而死吗？不是，他是实实际际的双手被伸开，钉于十字架，像他的主那样死的。根据教会历史的记载，彼得他自认为自己不配于钉于十字架，然而他最终还是被倒过来钉于十字架而死。
Just as Jesus said it will happen, so it did.
正是因为耶稣说他会这样发生，所以他这样发生了。
Just as when they were in the temple, he said that should they destroy it, in 3 days he will raise it up.
也正像耶稣曾经在殿里对他们说，这殿他们如何拆毁，而我在三天之内会将它重建。
And John records, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
就如约翰所描述的，他们的门徒记得他如此说过，所以他们就相信经文和耶稣所讲的话。
Likewise, Jesus said, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
同样，耶稣说，好牧人为羊舍命。
And that he is the gate upon which his flock will enter.
他是羊群可以借着进入的门。
So he did die and lay down his life for the sheep. But this time, the risen Lord is before them now, having fish for breakfast.
所以他如此行了，就为着他羊群的缘故，他舍命了，并且在他复活以后，他为羊准备了早餐的鱼。
Jesus is who he says he is. He is the Christ, the Son of God, in whom by believing people will have eternal life.
耶稣他就是他自己所说的那一位，他是基督，是神的儿子，信他的在他里面有永恒的生命。
To the Jews hearing and reading the Gospel of John at that time, Jesus is who he says he is. He is the Christ, the Messianic King of the Jews.
在那时，对于犹太人说，对于犹太人来说，他们所听到和在福音里所读到的，耶稣就是他所说的那一位，是基督，是弥赛亚，犹太人的王。
To the Greeks and to those who do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came in the flesh and dwelt among them and died and resurrected again, John says Jesus is who he says he is, the Son of God.
对于希腊人以及那些不信耶稣的人来说，约翰所描述的仍然是耶稣是神的儿子，也就是那位道成肉身住在我们中间且为我们死而复活那神的儿子。
To us who are here, John says Jesus is who he says he is, the shepherd, the great I am, the bread of life, the Christ, the Son of God.
对我们在座的每一位而言，耶稣就是那位他所说的，他是牧者，他是那位伟大的，是生命的粮，是基督，是神的儿子。
After which, Jesus then says to Peter, follow me.
继那以后，耶稣对彼得说，跟从我。
And we ask, how can Peter follow where Christ is going? He's going to heaven. How can Peter follow him there?
彼得如何能跟随基督所去的地方呢？基督所去的地方是天上，而彼得如何能跟他到那里去呢？
John's epilogue works like Matthew and Mark's closing chapter with the Great Commission.
约翰所记载的就正如马太和马可结尾的章节一样，是用大使命来写的。
The emphasis here is on Jesus' authority and power.
这里的重点指的是耶稣的权柄和能力。
Because Jesus is who he says he is, the great shepherd upon which the Father's charge and authority has been given to.
就正因为耶稣是他自己所说的那一位，他是伟大的牧者，他依靠的是父神所赐予的权柄来掌管。
Peter then can now follow Jesus on a road that Jesus himself had traveled first.
所以从那以后，彼得能做的是他跟随耶稣基督所行的路，这路是耶稣已经首先并且独自走过的，他是作为伟大的牧羊人，且耶稣作为伟大的牧羊人已经舍了他自己的生命。
Now the time has come for Peter to tend the sheep.
现在这一些耶稣所行的就临到了彼得，来照料他的羊群。
He was not able to do so on his own strength, but now he can, because of the grace of God at the finished work of Christ on the cross.
彼得他依靠自己的能力他无法做到，但他现在他能做是因为基督在十字架上所成就的，是靠着神的恩典。
Just as an author beautifully phrased it, Peter is called to not just do it,but to follow because Jesus did it.
正如有位作家他精彩的描述说，彼得他下决心的不是去行什么，而是要跟随耶稣，因为那是耶稣他已经这样行过的。
In Deuteronomy 18:22, in the Old Testament times, it says that if a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, but the thing does not take place or prove true, it is a word that the Lord has not spoken.
生命记十八章二十二节记载旧约年代的事说，一位先知奉耶和华的名说话，如果那话不成就也不应验，这话就不是耶和华说的，那是先知擅自说的，你不要怕他。
What true prophets have said have happened and have proven that they are from God, just as everything that Jesus did come to pass.
真先知所说的应验了，就证明那话是从神而来，就像所有耶稣所说的关于他自己的都已经应验并证实。
All that Christ had spoken and the prophets of long ago have testified and prophesied about him has been proven true time and time again.
所有基督所讲的以及很久以前先知所讲的预言关于他的都已经被一次又一次的证实是真实的。
Jesus is who he says he is.
耶稣就是那位他自己所说的。
And if Jesus is who he says he is, what is then that to you and me?
那如果耶稣就是那位他自己所说的，这对于你和我有什么意义呢？
If Jesus is who he says he is,
如果耶稣是那位他自己所说的，
it means he can restore you, he can forgive you, he can lead you, He can carry you. He can free you from your sins.
这就意味着他可以修复你，他可以赦免你，他可以引导你，他可以帮助你，他可以使你从罪里得自由。
He is the Savior. He is the Lord.
他是救主，他就是那位主。
Is this reality of Jesus as someone who he says he is, the Lord, reflected in our lives today?
是否耶稣他作为他所说的那位，即他是主，影响了我们日常的生活呢？
In doing our daily tasks today, have we thought about him?
我们今天有思想他吗？
Or have we been depending on our own pride and boastfulness and own strength to accomplish the tasks before us?
或者我们一直以来是依靠我们自己的骄傲或所夸耀的以及自己的能力来完成我们眼前的功呢？
Are we living a life that really shows that we believe in Jesus as the Son of God as revealed by the Holy Spirit?
我们是否有活出我们所相信的，我们所相信的就是靠着圣灵所显现的耶稣是神的儿子的生活呢？
Individually, corporately,
我们是独自的还是与他联合呢？
Are we extending that message to the people around us with our lips and with our lives?
我们有将这启示活出到我们身边的人吗？透过我们的言行和举止。
The late A.W. Tozer, author and pastor, said, "If the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do would go on, and no one would know the difference."
有一位已故的作家和牧者，他曾托德博士他说过，如果圣灵现在抽身离开我们如今的教会，会有50%我们所做的会依旧继续做，并且我们意识不到圣灵离开之后的差异。
If Jesus is who he says he is, how is that reflected in our lives?
如果耶稣就是他所说的那一位，他怎样的影响了我们的生活？
Now we then continue to what happens next on verses 20-23.
我们接下来看约翰福音21:20-23所记载的。
Have you ever experienced learning a great insight from a class, and just right after, or even before you leave the room, you have quickly forgotten what it was?
我们有过这样的经历吗？就是在教室里面我们所学到的，然而在未出教室以前或刚出教室门的时候，我们就忘了啊，我学到的那个是什么？
Then you scratch your head and say, "What was that again?"
然后我们抓抓头，我们学到了什么？
And you tell yourself.Man, I should have jotted that down right away before my mind flew somewhere else.
我们可能会告诉自己，哎，伙计，你应该在注意力未转移之前就把它记下来的。
We do not know exactly what Peter's initial reaction was when he heard how his life will end.
我们并不知道彼得在听到他会如何死的时候的反应是什么。
Was he scared? Was he hesitant? Was he confident?
他是害怕或迟疑或自信吗？
Or was he proud as he considered it greatest to die for the glory of God?
或他会因为这是至高死的方式，至高荣耀神死的方式而感到骄傲？
In this narrative, we can see a picture of Jesus and Peter most likely walking along the shore with the Apostle John following closely behind.
在这段叙事里面，我们可以看到一幅图画，就是耶稣和彼得他们走在一起，并约翰在后面紧紧地跟随着。
And indeed, it was a walk to remember.
这就是我们谨记的一段路途。
For we also read that as soon as he saw the beloved disciple within a head's turn, Peter has quickly lost focus.
当他转头一看，看到耶稣所爱的那个门徒，彼得他很快就转移了自己的注意力。
And he literally asked Jesus regarding John, "Lord, this man, what?"
他字里行间问到耶稣的是关于约翰的那个人会怎么样。
Brave Peter that we know, the man of quick words and actions.
勇敢的彼得就是那一个快言快语的人。
Does this sound familiar?
他所问的这个问题熟悉吗？
When was it again when Peter boldly climbed out of the boat and indeed walked on water?
这次再次发生了，就是彼得大胆地走出船，并且在海面上行走。
But when he saw the strength of the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!"
当他看到猛烈的狂风来袭，他就开始害怕，并且开始往下沉，就呼叫主啊，救我！
Then Jesus rebukes Peter lovingly, just as he did here.
但是耶稣，然后耶稣他用亲切的方式指责彼得，就如当时那样。
Not with sweet coaxing or babying or joking manner, but with a firm, gentle question.
他用的并不是甜言欺哄或纵容他，或是以玩笑的方式，但是用的是严肃和蔼的问题。
If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
他说，如果我要他活到我来的时候，彼得，这与你何干呢？你来跟从我。
If we're not looking unto Jesus, we are looking unto something or someone else.
如果我们不定睛仰望于耶稣基督，我们的眼光就会转移到其他的人或事。
If Jesus is not our standard, something or someone else is our standard.
如果耶稣基督不是我们的标准，那其他的人或事就会是我们的标准。
Yes, Jesus may not be here physically with us, but just as the Apostle John says in the last two verses,
是的，耶稣他并不是身体力行的与我们同在，但是就如使徒约翰在约翰福音最后的两节里面记载的。
There are still so many other things that Jesus did. If they were written one by one, not even the world itself could contain the books.
还有许多其他的事情，如果一一记载下来，所要写成的书，我想就是这个世界也容不下。
But everything we need to know about Jesus is laid out already.
所有我们需要知道关于耶稣的已经呈现出来了。
We need not look for more or for something else.
我们不需要再去寻求其他的了。
We need no new revelations. Jesus is enough. The gospel is enough.
我们不需要再知道其他更新的启示了，耶稣已经足够了，福音已经足够了。
We cannot follow him when we're always looking over our shoulders.
我们无法跟从他的时候，又将眼睛定睛于我们自己肩头的重担。
Looking at Jesus is fixing our eyes on him, not over my shoulder, where my past failures will surely haunt me.
定睛于耶稣就是将我们的眼目专注于耶稣，并不是专注于我们那些曾经让我们跌倒而残累我们的失败的重担。
Not to those beside me on the race of life where envy, pride, and self-pity can easily capture my heart and will surely trip me over.
并不是那些与我们人生旅途无关的，那些会让我们嫉妒、骄傲、自私，这些很容易占据我们的内心，并且让我们再次跌倒。
We look heavenward where our master is, not just on Sundays or Wednesdays, but every single day.
我们的眼目要向上看，就是我们主所在的地方。我们并不仅仅只在星期天这样，每一天我们都需要这样。
There is no day that we do not need Jesus and His grace and His love and His forgiveness.
没有哪一天我们不需要主耶稣基督和他的恩典、他的慈爱以及他对罪的赦免。
For Peter here, it took him just a few minutes to lose focus. How much more us? We're not even apostles.
对于彼得，当时他仅仅几分钟就转移了注意力。对于我们呢？我们甚至不是门徒、使徒。
We cannot not turn our eyes on Jesus.
我们万万不可将我们的眼目转离耶稣。
We need him every day.
我们需每一天都需要他。
We need the gospel every day.
我们需要福音每一天。
To be preached to ourselves every single day, moment by moment.
让我们每一天时时刻刻都对自己传讲主的话。
If we believers are not heeding the call of the gospel every day, how much more can we communicate this message of good news to others?
连我们信徒都不能让自己谨记福音对我们的呼召，我们如何能够将这福音传递给那些不信的人呢？
A survey done in October 2002 reports that over 2,000 US kids go missing every day.
据调查显示，在美国每一天有2000个小孩丢失，是在2002年的10月份。
And 45% of them went missing, most often in shopping malls and stores.
45% 的他们是在商场或商店被丢失的。
In malls and stores where attractive and colorful and mesmerizing things can easily capture a child's short attention span.
也正是在商场或商店，那里充满了各种吸引、色彩斑斓以及容易让我们占据小孩眼目的一些东西。
And before the child knows it, he or she is lost.
在小孩能够理解这些事情以前，他已经迷失了。
It is so easy, so easy to lose track in our walk with Christ.
我们很容易，非常容易的，就在与主耶稣基督同行的道路上走偏。
Not only are sinful things a continuous battle to struggle with.
不仅仅是那些我们每天需要去对付的罪恶的事情。
But even the seemingly good things of ministry can easily steer us away from Christ.
甚至是那些我们看上去好的一些神职工作都可能会让我们在主里面迷失。
Fads, ecstatic experiences, attention-grabbing dreams.
那些一时狂热，又或狂喜的经历，又或对预言以及梦想强烈的关注。
Church successes here and there and lots more can easily steer away our focus from our Lord Jesus Christ.
遍地那些追求成功的教会，很容易吸引我们对主的专注。
From the center of all ministries, from the center of the entire Christian life, the message of the gospel.
转移我们的注意，是从，也可能是从我们对神职的专注，对整个基督徒生命，也就是福音的信息。
Let us always be careful. Let us look to Jesus and the good news of the gospel, day in and day out.
让我们时时刻刻警醒，让我们仰望基督以及他福音，在每一天的生活当中。
Some of us in the future may be workers or members of a church congregation of 7 or even 700,000.
我们在座的一些可能将来会在7个人或70万人组成的教会里面侍奉。
So who knows? God knows.
谁知道呢？神知道。
But let not number be the main thing, nor the standards of other churches, nor the recent fads we have in Christianity today.
不要让那些数字成为我们的中心，也不要让那些教会的标准或那些现今基督教所狂热的那一些成为我们的中心。
Stick with the revealed word of God.
让我们与主的话紧紧相连。
Stick with the great shepherd. It's his flock all along.
让我们与主与牧者紧紧相连，因为时时刻刻是他连接着我们。
By the grace of God, let us always keep our eyes on him.
让我们时时刻刻定睛于主耶稣基督，透过他的恩典。
Because Jesus is who he says he is.
因为耶稣基督是他自己所说的那一位。
And that as followers of Christ, we continue to look to him and his finished work on the cross.
我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们需要不断的仰望于他以及他在十字架上所成就的。
Remember the video clip I mentioned to you during the start of our time together?
还记得我在开场白的时候提的那段视频吗？
The lady who without even batting an eyelash exclaimed, Jesus, I love you so much that I would die for you.
那位女士用不眨眼的功夫就说，主啊，我爱你，我可以为你去死。
Well, when the going got tough and the tough got going, the ending of that video...
随着越来越艰辛的路途，猜想那个视频的结局。
The lady slowly turns her back and walks away from Jesus.
那位女士转过身离开了耶稣。
May this not be our ending.
不要让这成为我们每一个人的结局。
Let not that be our ending.
不要让这些成为我们的结局。
Jesus is who he says he is.
耶稣就是他自己所说的那一位。
Believe in him and the finished work of the cross.
我们要相信他，也要相信于他在十字架上所成就的工作。
Turn your eyes upon him. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. in the light of His glory and grace.
定睛在他奇妙的，我们要仰望于主耶稣基督，定睛在他奇妙的容颜里，在救主荣光恩典大光中，世俗事必要成为虚空。
Then one day, until then, just as Jesus walked with Peter on that morning of A Walk to Remember,
直到那一天，也直到那刻，就像主耶稣基督与彼得在那天早上同行，让他去谨记。
We will faithfully follow until that glorious day we meet him face to face.
我们需要信心满满的跟随他，直到荣耀的那天，我们与主面对面。
Let's pray.
我们祷告吧。荣耀的主耶稣基督，感谢你的恩典临到我们，感谢你在十字架上所成就的一切。主，你教导我们，让我们跟随你，让我们定睛于你和你在十字架上所成就的那一切。主啊，我们需要更加的认识你，好让我们说，主，我们爱你，我们愿意跟随你。主啊，你帮助我们去计算我们跟随你的代价，不要让我们在半路或半途当中就背身离开你而去。主啊，坚固我们在座的每一位，坚固我们的内心，唤醒我们沉睡的心，让我们定睛于你和你在十字架上所成就的那一切，直到那一天你荣耀的再临，我们与你面对面。主啊，同心合一祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
Thank you, Archie Jovi. Today, we also have a guest who would like to share her testimony about God's faithfulness and love towards her family.
我们今天还有一位特别的客人，他会来为我们分享一个见证。
Let us welcome Dr. Priscilla Chang.
我们有请我们的牙医。
Brothers and sisters,
in 弟兄姐妹们
，Grace and peace to you. Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ.
恩惠平安从我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Thank you, BSOP family, for allowing me to share my testimony.
谢谢飞升大家庭，使我今天可以在这里分享见证。
For the past several weeks, during my quiet time with the Lord.
在过去的几个星期，我安静在主面前的时候
，God has impressed in my heart.
神在我心中放下感动
，to share what He has done in my life.
要分享他在我生命当中的作为。
For it is only by His God's grace and mercy that I can testify of His faithfulness and His amazing love.
唯独是因为他的恩典和怜悯，我才能够见证他的信实。
I thank God for my father who sent me to a Christian school.
我为我的父亲感谢神，因为我的父亲把我送到基督教的学校当中。
It was through the missionaries at Grace Christian High School that I heard the gospel.
在灵会基督中学有两个宣教士，他们使我听到福音。
And accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
我接受了主耶稣基督作为我的救主，做我的主。
Although my father is a Christian.
虽然我的父亲是基督徒。
He never taught us anything about Christianity.
但是他从来没有跟我们说过基督教的事情。
Sometimes he would pray and read the Bible and attend church occasionally.
有时候他会读经，他会祷告，有时候他也会去教会。
He never forced, we were never forced nor encouraged to go to church.
但是我们从来没有被强迫，也没有被鼓励去教会。
Maybe due to my family's circumstances.
可能是因为我家庭的情况。
I came from quite a big family.
我来自于一个很大的家庭。
I have three older brothers.
我有三个哥哥。
Two older sisters.
两个姐姐。
Myself.
我自己。
And five younger brothers.
以及五个弟弟。
I always felt that my family is really complicated.
我常常觉得我的家庭真的很复杂。
Problematic and dysfunctional.
有很多的问题，有很多不正常的地方。
My life is like going through an obstacle course.
我的生命就像是在经历一场障碍赛跑。
When I was born,
当我出生的时候，
my mom was already sick emotionally and mentally.
我的妈妈在情绪上面，在精神上面已经是病得很严重。
She cannot take care of herself.
她不能够照顾自己。
Nor can she take care of us.
她也不能够照顾我们。
She would just walk around the house and talk nonsense.
她就是在房间里面走来走去，自言自语。
Almost every day.
几乎每天都这样。
And especially when everyone is sleeping.
尤其是大家都在睡觉的时候。
I would often be awakened by her talking and shouting.
我经常会被她的说话，被她的喊叫给吵醒。
It really hurts to see my mom's abnormal behavior.
当看到我妈妈这个样子的时候，真的是很伤心。
I can only cry out to the Lord almost every day to heal her. I only cry out to the Lord.
我只能跟神哭求。
But to no avail. Thank you.
但是情况没有什么改善。
Even though my father tried to bring him to the doctor, to bring her to the doctor.
虽然我的爸爸要把她带到医生那里。
During early part of her sickness, but no doctor could handle her case.
在她病情的早期就已经带到医生那里，但是没有医生可以帮助她。
It was also financially draining, so that my father gave up in bringing her to the doctor.
这个在经济上面也是很大的一个负担，所以后面我的爸爸就没有把她带到医院那里去了。
My father works as a salesman and didn't have enough or stable salary.
我的爸爸是一个销售，所以他并没有稳定的一个收入来源。
He had to feed us with his limited income.
他需要抚养我们用他有限的薪水。
And he had no choice but to do the marketing and cooking because mom cannot do it.
他没有其他选择，他只能自己来做饭做菜，因为我的妈妈不能够做。
I volunteered myself to help him in the kitchen when I was 8 years old.
在我八岁的时候，我就自愿要帮忙我家里厨房的事情。
As I cannot see my dad, I love my dad and I can see his great sacrifice.
我爱我的爸爸，我看到他很大的牺牲。
Eventually, later on, I had to prepare meals for the family with or without my father.
所以后来就是不管有我爸爸帮忙或是没有，我都要为我全家人来做饭菜。
Most of the time, we ran out of basic necessities such as oil, sugar, salt, rice, eggs, soap, shampoo, etc.
很多时候我们连必须的东西都没有，像油盐之类的。
And I'm forced to borrow from our neighbors who are willing to help to lend me.
我就不得不向我的邻居来借，那些愿意借给我们的邻居。
It's really embarrassing on my part, but I cannot do anything.
对我来说，这真是很尴尬的一件事情，但是我没有选择。
My eldest brother started working at the age of 14 to help the family.
我最大的哥哥，他14岁就开始工作来帮忙家里。
And he had to take night school for 6 years, and then that's in high school and also 8 years in college.
六年之久，他就必须得上夜校。大学的时候也是一样。
One of the ways God provided food for us was through our neighbor.
神供应我们的一个方式是通过我们的邻居。
They own a mommy or noodle shopao restaurant along Benavides Street.
他们有一间面条店。
Mr. Ma was obliged to care for me.
他很愿意来照顾我。
Because he accidentally hit me and ran over one of my legs.
因为他有一次不小心撞到我。
I got hospitalized and had a big scar on my leg.
我那次腿受伤进了医院。
Thank God that I did not become disabled.
感谢主我没有成为残，脚没有问题，没有残疾。
After this incident, we became very good friends.
这一次事故之后，我们就成为很好的朋友。
Sometimes I will clean their house and run errands for them and I get paid.
有时候我就会帮忙去清洁整理他的家。
If not, they will give me food, which I will share with my brothers and sisters.
然后他们会给我食物，我可以带到家里去。
On other occasions,
有一些其他情况。
I will pick up sweet potato leaves or kangkong near our apartment and cook it for my family.
其他时候我就从我家的附近，公寓的附近来捡一些 菜叶，然后我能煮给我的家里人。
Aside from cooking for my family, I also do the laundry, ironing, and keeping the house in order.
除了做饭菜之外，我还要洗衣服、熨烫等等其他的家务活。
Did I enjoy what I'm doing?
我享受我做的这些事情吗？
Of course, not always.
当然并不总是会的。
I got tired and sickly and sleepy during class discussion.
在课堂讨论的时候，我就常常会很困，然后我也会很疲倦。
How I wish and dream that hopefully somebody will adopt me as their daughter.
有时候我就梦想着有一个人会收养我做他们的女儿。
So that I can enjoy my life like relaxing and playing like other kids.
那时我就可以放松，我就可以玩，就像其他的孩子们一样，还可以读书。
During my growing up years,
在我成长的那些年月里
I attended Sunday school regularly.
我是很规律地参加主日学。
Even if I don't have something nice to wear,
虽然我没有很好的衣服可以穿
I just cannot stand my family's circumstances.
但我就是不能够忍受我家里的那种情况。
So going to church helped release my stress.
去教会可以帮助我缓解我的压力。
God's word and hymns of praise are really powerful.
神的话语、赞美诗是真的大有能力。
It gave me so much comfort.
它给我许多的安慰。
As a child, I'm afraid to tell my Sunday school teachers nor our pastor what I'm going through.
作为一个孩子，我很怕向我的牧师、向我的主日学的老师来说我经历的是什么。
If I could, what will I say?
即使我能说什么呢？
And what can they do?
他们能做什么呢？
The only person whom I could pour out my heart was to the Lord.
我唯一能够倾心吐意的对象就是神。
Gradually, God changed my perspective in life.
逐渐的，主改变了我对生活的看法。
I said to myself,
我对自己说
that God's grace is sufficient.
主的恩典够我用的。
I'm going to make it my ministry.
我可以做该做的事情。
I told God every day that, Lord, I need you.
我每天都跟主说，主啊，我需要你。
Please help me.
请帮助我。
Indeed, God reminded me.
实在的，主也提醒我。
That I am precious in His eyes.
我在他的眼中看为宝贵。
I need not worry about what I will eat or drink.
我不需要为我吃什么喝什么忧虑。
For He already knows our needs.
因为他已经知道我的需要。
He wants me to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
他想要我先求神的国和神的义。
Looking back,
回顾着过去
I'm grateful for God, for who God is in my life.
我感谢在我生命中的神。
He performed a miracle.
他行了神迹。
He answered my prayer in His time.
他回应了我的祷告在他的时间里。
His way and His will.
用他的方式按照他的旨意。
After my father passed away in 1983,
我的父亲1983年过世。
I was introduced by our pastor's wife to his classmate in high school.
我被一个师母介绍给一个医生。
Classmate. This doctor came back from Europe to the Philippines after his training in neuropsychiatry.
这个医生在欧洲接受了精神科方面的训练之后，他回到了菲律宾。
He was really a very kind doctor.
他真的是一个很好的医生。
He never charged us for his professional fee.
他从来没有收过我们的诊费。
He suggested that I put some medicine in my mom's food.
他建议我在我妈妈的食物当中放一些药物。
This took effect.
这产生了效果。
My mom was able to sleep soundly for several days.
我妈妈在一段时间就可以睡得很好。
She became very calm and very cooperative.
她变得很镇静，她也变得很合作。
And her behavior changed completely.
她的行为完全改变了。
She accepted the Lord and attended women's fellowship for 5 years.
她接受了主，并且参加妇女团契五年。
All of her relatives are in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
我们的亲戚都在新加坡，都在台湾。
When my brother, sister-in-law, and I brought mom to meet them,
当我的哥哥嫂嫂和我带着我的妈妈去见他们的时候
They were so surprised and happy.
他们非常的惊讶也非常的高兴。
Then in 1988,
年
she was diagnosed to have brain cancer.
她被诊出有癌症
which caused her death.
她因此过世。
At least she enjoyed a normal life even for just a few years.
但是至少她享受过正常的人生，虽然只有几年。
Perhaps you might ask, how's my situation today?
可能你会问我，我现在的情况怎么样？
Again, God is faithful.
再一次，神是信实的。
Since my husband passed away in 2005,
我的丈夫2005年过世。
My mother-in-law was already 81 years old during that time.
那时我的婆婆81岁。
God never left me nor forsake me.
神从来没有离开我，也没有丢弃我。
Now I'm still taking care of my mother-in-law.
现在我仍然在照顾我的婆婆。
Who will be 90 years old soon.
她马上就要90岁了。
I'm also taking care of my second sister.
我也在照顾我的第二个姐姐。
Who was afflicted with Alzheimer's disease since 2009.
2009年开始他也生病了。
I'm doing this not for anyone.
我不是为任何一个人做这些事情。
But only for the Lord.
唯独是为我们的主。
It's never an easy job.
这从来不是一件容易的事情。
Just ask those who had the experience of taking care of old parents.
只要问问那些曾经照顾过年老父母的人就知道。
I believe everything happened with a purpose.
我相信每一件事情都有一个目的。
I'm always inspired by the character of Joseph and Job in the Bible.
我总是被约瑟、被约伯他们的品格激励。
Joseph chose to forgive.
约瑟选择原谅。
Job worshiped God.
约伯敬拜神。
In times of affliction.
在他们遭遇患难困苦的时候。
Although I feel and other people will feel and say it's really unfair.
有时候就像其他人会感受到一样，我也会想说这真不公平。
But God is just.
但是神是公平的。
Without God's presence,
没有神的同在
，power
能力
，provision
供应
，grace and mercy
恩典和怜悯
，I really cannot do it.
我不能够做到这些。
Love is not a feeling.
爱不是一种感觉
，it's a choice.
它是一个选择
，a choice we make every day.
我们每一天都在做的选择。
Due to time limitation,
时间的关系。
I will end now, hoping that you will be blessed.
我要停在这里，我希望你们都因此得到祝福。
Through my sharing and most of all, to God be the glory.
通过我的见证。
Thank you for your time and for listening.
愿荣耀都归给神，谢谢你们的倾听。
Have a good day.
愿你们有美好的一天。